Cardinals organization will lose its top two draft picks this year, both top 75 picks, along with a $2 million fine that will go to the Astros.
They're the defending champs, and for him to be trying to hold anything over Dan Gibbons' head, and I love all these wild punk-ass reporters on television who's afraid to call LeBron. LeBron's a great player and a great guy, but this notion he's got to have all the best players on his team. He's got Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love.
There's a difference between criticism and personal. I guarantee you LeBron wasn't mad at the whiny or the inappropriate. When you said that man doesn't want to compete, that's what ticked him off. And I would have did the same thing. I would have came right back at your rack. I would have came up here and punched you in your face. That's what I would have did.
Well, first of all, you're not a good fighter.
All right, tribe members. Thank you for joining us today on the Tribe Council. Of course, this is Dave Love. With me, I got Ricardo Richard.
What's up?
Of course, I've got Eric, a.k.a. Two Plates.
What's happening, y'all?
How's everybody feeling today?
Real good.
Fantastic,
man.
Fantastic.
Wonderful.
Okay, good. All right, we just want to say thank you for joining us. Thank you for some feedbacks or whatever. We got a question from a fan at the end. We'll bring it out. And also, check out on the fan cast, we got Ro up there, and we also got Danny, our New York Nick insider.
Yeah.
Go listen to them, please. Check them out. Like we said, if you want to be part of the fan cast, let us know. We'll make arrangements and have your point of view. And everything's about us and you guys, you know, us as in the tribe. We are the tribe. All right. I'm just going to start off with some tennis. I just want to congratulate.
Tennis?
Yeah, tennis. I just want to talk about tennis.
You a hater, man. Don't hate.
Okay,
go ahead,
just tennis. Okay. Congratulations to Roger Federer. He defeated Rafael Nadal, blah, 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 whatever. But the real story is Serena, my girl, Serena.
That's my girl, man.
Man, whatever. That's my girl, man. That is my girl.
Go ahead, man. What's
go ahead. Doing, man? But anyway, she had to defeat her own sister, Venus, to get her 23rd major. Grand Slam. Congratulations, Serena. You're only one behind the all-time leader, Margaret Court, who has 24. I just want to say congratulations. That's a hell of an accomplishment already, and I damn sure know she ain't done. My thoughts right away is she is tennis, and she's just a great role model, man, for these young females and athletes in particular, man. I mean, she carries herself well. She's so devoted to her craft and everything, and she just makes it exciting for me. I mean, I'm not a big tennis person, but I do watch once in a while, especially when she's on and she's in the majors. You know, I watch, and it's like, it's amazing what she could do on that court, honestly. You know, and it's amazing.
Are you watching her game, or are you watching that body?
Because I'm not going to watch the game. Let me just tell you, it's hard to not to watch that body you know, in motion.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a lot of body. That's a whole lot of body.
Mm-hmm. Amen, brother. Rich, what is your quick reaction? I mean, I know you're not a big tennis person, but go ahead. Oh, he's laughing about it. What?
No, I'm just laughing at you guys. You guys make me laugh. I mean, like you said, she's one away from being the tied or leader.
Huh?
Is she going to be the leader or is she going to be tied?
She's one behind the leader. So the leader has 24 and she has 23.
So she will be tied.
She'll be tied on the next Grand Slam that she wins.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, I could see it. She's going to go past it. God forbid anything crazy happens.
Okay.
As far as injury or anything like that, but, you know.
Well, like you said, that's a great accomplishment that she got that far, so.
You know.
Let's see if she can take the record.
Mm-hmm. Serena, go ahead with your bad self, girl. Congratulations. Your fine ass.
What do you guys think? Do you think she's hot? I know I do. And
I know
Eric,
I do.
Yeah, I mean, I can't complain. I know there's some who think we're crazy. But they're a little light pigmentation compared to us. But
I was going to comment on that, but I have no idea what that means, man. I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right, let's go on to the next topic. We talk about the
because we talked about this in the last podcast. I mean,
well, that was our first
one. Our like first
podcast. Yeah,
yes, okay.
So, anyways, like you said, we know who the brothers on the show are. we'll go on to the next stuff. The MLB. We got some MLB news. All right. Rich, what do you got for the MLB news? Go ahead with it.
Well, there was breaking news, and I know one of our guys that we talked to, Tim.
The Timinators.
Is gonna hate this, but the St. Louis Cardinals, they must forfeit their top two draft picks of 2017 to the Houston Astros and give them $2 million as punishment for the 2015 hacking scandal. And I mean, some people, I know some Houston fans are saying that it's the penalty's too low. They actually wanted more for the punishment or whatever. But I know Tim was pissed, but Tim said, the Houston Astros are just going to waste these picks. But, I mean, he's a Cardinal fan, so of course he's going to be upset. I mean, it's justice for, them, hacking into
our system. What is he mad about, man? The Cardinals has been in the playoff race and, been a good team for a decade now. There's nothing for him to be pissed about, man. Quit getting your panties in a little bunch there, Timmy. But anyway, was it severe? Actually, I think it was pretty fair. It was pretty fair punishment. The only thing was is that it was pretty bogus that they let that man out to dry, basically, the Cardinals organization.
Yeah.
Because he even said, I'm getting banned from baseball, but yet, everybody knows I wasn't acting on this on my own. People in the organization knew about it and pursued me to do it, but yet all the blame's going to be on this man. But anyways, that's just how the cookie crumbles, my friend.
No, man, dude, he's extremely lucky, though, because he should be in jail.
Well,
that's a federal offense.
No, he got.
Yeah, he got he's right now. He's 4 years.
4 years. He got.
He got 4 years.
Yeah, but the who banned him? I forgot who they say banned. But even after when he's done, he's banned from the MLB completely.
Oh, so he did get 4 years.
Yeah,
see, I didn't hear that part.
Yeah,
I
know they got, he I know, got 4 years.
Houston got two picks, and they got like $2 million.
Yeah, $2 million
in. But he got that's justice right there.
Yeah, that's justice.
That's justice.
Federal offense. Hell yeah, that's justice, man.
But you think that's justice that the organization let him dry, let him out to dry? I mean, you can't tell me it was.
Is it proof that other people were involved?
That has to be, bro. I mean, come on, you can't think he just did it by his own self without anybody knowing, without anybody saying, we're gonna turn the other cheek and let you do what you gotta do.
And my thing is, because dude came out and said that Houston did it first. He's saying Houston cheated first and hacked into St. Louis's database or whatever it was. I mean, I'm not saying it's true. They didn't get caught, but that's what he said.
Well, I mean, that's a given. I mean, Houston people are bougie anyways. But anyways.
Is that true? Rich?
Talking shit about
you guys are both Houston haters. I've said it in the past. Anyone can accuse anybody of anything.
Speak by accusing them and haters. Let's go into the next subject here then. Eric, you had one. It was with Frank Thomas got interviewed. The Big Hurt.
Oh, yeah. Frank came out and said, in regards to Yvonne Rodriguez, Jeff Bagwell, congratulations. They did get into the Hall of Fame, but he came out and said that, they're cheaters, basically.
It wasn't proven.
Allegedly, they cheated and took PEDs, performance enhancing drugs, and, made their game better. And he said, if they get in, how come, Sammy Sosa, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, how come them guys not in? I mean, if they get in, you might as well let everybody in that cheated.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with that. Even though I don't like Bonds, he's a cocky, arrogant asshole, but if everybody else is getting in that cheated, how come he ain't?
I mean, you know, these are allegations. But, of course, with Barry Bonds, it was allegations, even though it was very highly probable. Jose Canseco did write that, you know, specifically Jeff Bagwell and Rodriguez did, you know, whatever, did the PED use. I know it's just allegations, but that's all allegations. So if you're going to let one or two in, you might as well let all of them in. And what Frank said was, but let them all be in separate, in a whole division. The PED, he said the PED user section. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he basically said, hey, he doesn't blame them for what they had to do for their families and have their money. But he also said, but don't come crying to a Hall of Fame stating that you should be in the Hall of Fame when you knew what it could cost you to get your money.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? He said, don't cry to the Hall of Fame when you knew what the consequences could be. And, you know, that's right. In my opinion, my reaction to that is that's understandable. And he's right, though. If you're going to let one or two cheaters or alleged cheaters, then you might as well let all of them in.
My thing is they shouldn't let none of them in. I really wish, you know, and I didn't even know Yvonne Rodriguez and Jeff Bagwell got caught cheating. Until Frank came out and said it.
Well, I mean, he said they got caught?
No, I mean, I'm sorry. But allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah, he said everybody in the clubhouse and all the clubhouses talk, and everybody knows who does it and who doesn't.
Okay.
But they just keep silent until they want to make money, like Jose Canseco writes a book for it. But you know what I'm saying? Everybody keeps quiet about it because it's a brotherhood. You know what I'm saying? Okay. It's our own guild as far as baseball players. So, you know, it's allegedly, but so was Barry Bonds. They were allegedly. Sammy Sosa was allegedly.
So Barry Bonds wasn't ever, he never like failed
a test. He was never found guilty.
No. Then why did people rip him apart so bad?
Because I mean,
it was him, Maguire, right?
Maguire and Sosa.
And Sosa, they got ripped apart.
The reason
Bonds started taking it a year after Sammy Sosa and Mark Maguire hit that home run chase thing.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, he got jealous that Mark Maguire and Sammy Sosa was getting all the attention. So the following year, that's when he started doing it. And he came back and hit 73 home runs that year. We all know ain't nobody on God's green earth gonna hit 73 home runs in a season, baseball season.
Yeah,
nobody hit a baseball that good.
So is that what brought up the allegations that he was on something?
You know what it was? He grew that big ass head of his in those couple years.
Oh yeah,
you see how fat that damn head got? That's what people start asking questions.
No, you know what? I want to bring up a perfect example of allegations and people just saying shit and you know trying to ruin somebody's name. Last year they tried to say Jose Altuve was taking PEDs because he was having such a great year last year, and people started actually thinking, hey, you know, maybe he is taking PEDs. That's how you ruin somebody's name. So. People can allegedly say that Bagwell did this, Bagwell did that, but there's never been any evidence against him. So,
yeah, I mean, understand
that's just my point.
I mean, the one who definitely who was found guilty are like Alex Rodriguez,
Rafael Palmeiro.
Yeah. I mean, they were found guilty, right, exactly. And then especially with Rodriguez's case, he was like he was blaming everybody else and never saying himself. He would say, I mean, he would literally lie.
He was adamant about it.
He was very much of a liar when
he didn't take it.
Yeah. Oh, you know? But he would throw everybody else under the bus. Oh, this guy takes it, though, and this guy. You know what I'm saying? He would throw everybody on the bus, but he would say, never me, and this, and then.
Right.
Come to find out.
Palmeiro said the same thing under oath, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh. Anyways, any more on the MLB, guys? You got any more topics about that?
No, I just want to say it was justice with the Astros and the Cardinals.
Okay, it was justice with the assholes and the Cardinals. Got it. All right, the next topics we got are in the NBA. All right, tribe members. So let's go ahead and talk about the LeBron and Charles Barkley feud. And Eric, gonna go to you about it. Basically, what was it about? Was Barkley made a comment about? You know, LeBron
pretty much being a crybaby.
He was whining.
Yeah,
he was whining, and he doesn't compete. What is he not want to compete? He was like he's basically saying that here he is trying to gather all these good players. He's like, what do you want? All the good players, so you don't have to compete that much, or and this and that. And LeBron got offensive to it, And right away the next day, he said he kind of threw Charles on the bus, saying that he was always a great role model, and he's a hater, and he never spat at a kid because
LeBron got personal on him.
Yeah,
LeBron did.
He said he never spat on a kid. He never
had
a debt at Vegas on gambling and.
But
was,
all his personal business,
you know,
out
he
there.
Just threw yeah. all his personal shit out there, and but I was surprised Barkley didn't come back and put his personal stuff on there because listen, I understand, and you've been on the record. LeBron is a great role model, but everybody's got skeletons in their closet. Okay,
even LeBron.
So, even LeBron, everybody's got skeletons or two in their closet. So. Barkley could have came back if he would have known something. He probably does. Not everything
well, he
probably
is doesn't.
Or not everything is squeaky clean with that man. You know
what
I'm saying?
LeBron say 14 years.
You know what I'm saying?
Nothing about him. This is LeBron James. LeBron James do something, we gonna all hear about it.
I mean, he ain't do something, but I know the reason why he left Cleveland in the first place.
What's that?
And I'm not gonna say it on the air. I'm not gonna say it on the air, man. No, I'm not saying it on the air.
Inquiring minds want to
know.
I'll say it off the air. I'm not saying it on the air.
Why he left Cleveland. I want to hear it.
Yeah, I want to know too.
No.
Why bring it up if you're not gonna say it?
I think you assuming.
No, I'm not assuming nothing.
You know LeBron personally? Was you there when he did whatever you talking about?
I know somebody who was there with LeBron personally. That's all I can say. That's all I can say, my man. Okay.
Y'all hear that podcast, people? He gonna leave us hanging like that. You know?
But anyways, all right. So, Rich, what is your reaction to all that garbage or whatever that's going on?
I actually thought it was pretty funny, especially how after LeBron just spilled out all of Charles Barkley's laundry out there, Charles Barkley, all he had to say was like, it looks like somebody Wikipedia. Looked me up on Wikipedia. Like, I mean, he just laid out everything that Charles.
He said somebody Googled him.
Yeah, so Googled him. My bad, not Wikipedia. It looks like somebody Googled me, and that was it. He just cut it off right there. Like you said, he didn't attack him. He didn't go after LeBron. After that, he just left it like that. I mean, I thought it was pretty funny them going back and forth. I would love to see Charles come back at him with something, but
let me come at you with this question: was Charles out of line though for his comments towards LeBron?
No, so many people have been saying stuff about LeBron ever since that. It was towards the playmaker thing, right? They were saying that he whines and blah blah blah. A lot of people were saying that. It just seemed like LeBron lashed onto what Charles Barkley said. But Stephen A. Smith, I know there's a bunch of different people that were talking, giving their opinion on what the whole playmaker thing.
That's
but,
true. I mean, he's
got
to
he just
understand.
Latched on to what
he's
Charles Barkley said.
He's got
to
understand. We, as fans, because that's what the tribe is, mm-hmm. are nothing but fans.
What?
That's how a lot of us think. I mean, honestly, like, why is he whining so much about the Cavs? Now, Dan Gilbert, he's trash, personally, whatever, how he, degraded LeBron after he left and everything, but he's giving him everything he's asked for these last couple years. I mean, you really got to understand. You know what I'm saying? They're 50-something million over the luxury tax. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's giving them what he's been trying, but why bring that up and whine about a playmaker? You're whining because you don't have a Matthew Dellavedova on your team type player. Really, dude? You're the best player on the planet and you're crying about that, man? It just seems it's crybaby-ish, man. I mean, he's been giving him everything he wanted. He gave his boy, Tristan Thompson, the big-ass contract.
Right.
He kept Iman Shepherd.
He paid
J.R. Smith.
Overpaid him.
Okay, but that's what LeBron wanted.
You know what's funny is you bring up Thompson.
Yeah.
They even asked him, about LeBron, basically convincing the Cavs to give him a big contract. And he said, I earned that contract. I earned all that money that I got. Which I think is bullshit. I agree with you.
9 points a game and 7 rebounds. Yeah,
LeBron.
What, $16 million a year?
Yeah, LeBron got in their ear.
I mean, it was his boys who he's under contract with, who was his agent.
Yeah.
Maverick Carter and, it has nothing to do with it, but I'm just saying they gave him what he wanted. His complaint. What's your reaction, man? Was Barkley out of line?
Y'all making it seem like LeBron is asking for a Russell Westbrook or a Kawhi Leonard type player. He just wants, more playmakers. What's wrong with that?
Y'all. I wasn't going against it.
But he's But he's crying
that, this guy.
That they're not going to win the championship because they don't have a Matthew Dellavedova.
He never said that.
But that's what they're missing is a backup point guard. Exactly. Matthew Dellavedova was a backup point guard. So you're missing a Matthew Dellavedova on your team, bro. You're whining because you don't have a Matthew Dellavedova on your team? Come on, man. Come on. You got to admit that's kind of funny.
I'm not laughing. What about
Oh, shit.
You know,
shit, two plates.
Like hey, it don't matter. They're going to get their playmaker. Okay.
You know what it is?
Mario Chalmers.
You know what it is, though? You know what it is, though?
What is it?
You know
what
LeBron?
Mm-hmm.
He figured it out. He said, damn, we ain't got no chance against Golden State. That's what he figured out. He's scared, and he knows he is. Not saying he's not going to be in the NBA Finals. God knows he's going to be in the NBA.
Yes. He's worried.
He's worried.
He's not scared. That's the difference.
If he doesn't have a backup point guard, he's going to be scared going against that team. He sees how they're clicking. They're clicking, my friend, and he's getting a little worried.
And the backup point guard ain't even really a big deal. But, you know, once the playoffs start, Kyrie finna play at least maybe 40 to 42 minutes a game. So, I mean, they're going to be all right. You know what I mean? People killed me, though, hating on LeBron, though. All this, oh, he's a crybaby. He's whiny and all this other stuff. Everybody does that. You know what I'm saying? Especially on the court. Everybody complains. Everybody, you know, whines to the referee, cries to the referee.
And it's easy for... It's
why is it, you know, just when LeBron does it, it's magnified when he does it.
With me, it's high criticism because he is the best player on the planet.
So he can't complain.
Wait. Let me finish.
Everybody does that.
Let me finish.
Go ahead, man.
Okay? He is the quote-unquote... You know, definitely the top five.
He's the best
all-time player that ever stepped on this basketball court.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're up to that pedestal, you gotta be graded up to that pedestal, my man. You know what I'm saying? Has nothing to do with him personally, okay? Because, like I said, he's a great role model and this and that. Nothing bad about the man, okay? But you know, with being the best player in the world and when being the Mount Rushmores of the NBA, you have to be critiqued like that with a microscope. You do. You just do. You know what I'm saying? I mean...
I'm not saying that's not fair, but what's unfair is, it's like, he can't say nothing. He can't defend himself. He got to take the high road in regards to everything. Because people always throwing shit at him. People always got something to say about LeBron James. People always hating on him. And he's supposed to just keep quiet and not say nothing?
I understand to say something.
All the time.
I understand.
He's been doing that.
I understand to say something.
Charles Barkley, though. I mean, enough is
enough. So do you think Charles was out of line?
No, I mean, he ain't saying nothing that everybody else ain't been saying.
Yeah, see?
You know?
Was Charles just a scapegoat where he says, you know
what? I think LeBron was just fed up to the point where, you know what? Let me say something.
Uh-huh.
Because he's been taking the high road this whole time. He just, you know what I'm saying? A man can only take so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you keep, you know what I'm saying, hitting that dog, eventually he going to bite you.
So let me ask you this. Have the Dan Gilbert and GM Griffin given everything LeBron James could have asked for, they gave him?
Up to this point, yes, they have.
So is it justifiable for him to be, quote unquote, just saying that he needs a playmaker on his team?
I mean,
that he needs more people on his team?
You want to bring another championship to Cleveland. And he know this team is not where it's needed. Where they need to be to win a championship this year. I mean, what's wrong with wanting to get better?
I understand that, but why don't you make those players that you have better?
I mean, they're going to do what they do. They call role players. They're going to play their role.
So let me ask you this. Were they a better team last year than they are this year?
Without J.R. Smith, no.
So they're not.
Keep that in mind, too. J.R. is out.
Yeah, J.R. is out.
Keep that in mind, also.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the guys they tried to bring in, you know, Mario Chalmers and Lance Stevenson, you know what I mean, are pretty good. They're not bad coming off the bench as role players, especially Stevenson. I thought Stevenson was going to be real good coming into the league for the Pacers, but for whatever reason, he just didn't reach his potential. But
All right, this news has significance for Mr. Two Plates. The Bucks today just did a trade. With the Hornets, they traded Miles Plumlee, and they got Roy Hibbert and Spencer Hawes. Man, was that a good trade, Mr. Two Plates?
Oh,
Yeah, for either team. For either team. Which one had the better trick?
I'm going to say Milwaukee for getting rid of Plumlee.
Okay.
Because they paying this dude. This dude signed a four-year, $50 million contract this past offseason.
Miles Plumlee?
That's over $12 million a year. This guy's averaging 2.6 points, 1.7 rebounds.
Wow.
Getting paid $12 million a year. Oh, yeah, Milwaukee, good trade, dog. Y'all got rid of a bum that y'all was overpaying, so good for y'all.
Are you worried?
About are you worried? Let me straight up ask you. Did this make the Bucks just a little bit better than with that? These two players?
Yeah, definitely. I think Haws is a pretty good shooter for a big man.
Oh, okay.
You know, he could spray.
So is it that little bit much more that you're worried about the Bucks making the playoffs?
No, not really. Hibbert, a big slow ass. I ain't worried about him. You know, Haws, he's a decent shooter. You know what I'm saying? He's all right. You know what I'm saying? Milwaukee, I mean, I still don't believe they're making the playoffs. I still don't think so.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You got it's still bunched up down there at the end, but you got some teams like Miami Heat. Go ahead, Miami. Go ahead. Nine in a row.
Miami, okay. Man.
Miami's doing all right.
Yeah, them boys hot.
Rich, quick reaction to the Bucks trade with the Charlotte Hornets.
I think Eric should be worried. I think the Bucks definitely got better. I mean, you said it yourself. Miles Plumlee was averaging 2-something a game. Yeah, right. Now you got two players, and you even said Haws can shoot. Miles Plumlee, he hasn't been doing anything. So, I mean, it's a good trade for the Bucks, definitely.
All right.
They unloaded that guy.
They're not going to play Hibbert and Haws that much, though. They're not going to get that much time on the court.
Well, who's their center right now?
Right now?
It's not only
I mean, Hibbert might play a little bit because Thon Baker, he's the one, the young guy. He might not be, you know, playing much.
Is he a center?
You know, they don't even have Chris Middleton back, do they?
They haven't got Chris Middleton back either.
Man.
Not yet.
That's an all-star right there.
Oh, man. All right. All right, let's go ahead and talk about the Bulls' crazy-ass fiascos. My team, Chicago Bulls. Man, what is going on with Chi-Town and those Toros, man? I mean, seriously, I mean, we got Dwayne Wade and Butler basically calling out their players saying, you know, we got people in here who don't want to, you know, who don't care about winning as much as they do. Mm-hmm. And the next day, Rondo comes out saying, you know, leadership.
Talking about his old team.
You don't have his old team.
Kevin Garnett
his leaders back in the day would never throw his team under the bus and will own up to everything and this and that. And I mean,
oh, he called them my vets.
Yeah, his vets. But would do this. As of this podcast, I mean, they're coming off some good wins. They just beat the
OKC.
OKC
last night.
Mm-hmm, against the so called MVP. Second in the running. And they beat them 128 to 120, 100, I think. And
I believe it was Philly they won the last game.
Yeah, the one before that was Philly. So, I mean, I don't know.
I wouldn't say coming off some good wins because Philly.
Philly been playing pretty good lately, though, man.
And I don't know about that.
He said, he seems like a pretty nice guy.
In a row when they beat the Houston Rockets tomorrow night. That'll be 3 wins in a row for my Chicago Bulls. But, you know,
this guy's too scared to bet, but he wants to talk. He wants to talk his mess. Fine.
So, I know you're not a big Bulls fan because you're a hater. Go ahead and you got any reactions to this whole dilemma?
It's just getting, it is getting pretty out of control, especially with the Butler thing, because Butler even says that he feels that they're having people come in and spy on them and try to see how they react with each other.
From the front office?
Yeah, from the front office and see if they're butting heads or, he's just saying that he feels like they're spying on him. And he doesn't like that. But it just seems like Butler and Wade are starting to separate themselves from the team. Like they're going, you know, their own way. But I don't know. I don't know if there's going to be a trade or, I mean,
I just don't know. Ain't nobody moving this year. I don't think Wade coming back next year.
You don't think so?
No. He got to opt out in his contract after 1 year. So he can opt out if he wants to. I'm pretty sure he will.
Where is he going to go?
He ain't going to be here.
And so, they talk about Wade practicing. Me and Eric were talking about the other day. His teammates.
Not a game, practice.
His teammates are upset that he's not practicing and he's not showing up to practice. Not everyone, but just some practice he's not showing
because
up.
Because they don't have a resume as Dwayne Wade has. What the hell are they complaining about?
But Pau Gasol, whenever he was on the Bulls, he practiced. He's got rings.
He doesn't have a resume like Dwayne Wade
either.
Come on, man.
Like Dwayne Wade
either. Come on, yeah, man. I mean, seriously.
My thing is, you know, the Bulls, they're a hot mess right now, but it starts with that coach.
Man, I should have pulled up your Facebook
that
status.
Coach, Fred, what I see on Facebook.
That Fred Hoiberg, they need to get rid of
him? Oh, yeah, yeah. He's sorry as hell.
Nah, they need to get
Fred
rid of
Hoiberg
him. It has nothing
no
to do with you.
Over that team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not running that team the way they should be run. They have veterans on that team.
We should make this clear. It has nothing to do with the coach personally. You know what I'm saying? It's just.
I think Hoiberg is a good coach. He's just not for the NBA.
Yeah.
You put him on the college level, I think he'd be a real good coach.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know what, yeah. You know, who knows when a couple of weeks, I mean, you're hearing rumors that they're still going to shop Butler and everything. I don't know. Who knows?
Some teams take who off. Knows? Some teams take off after the All-Star break. Who knows?
I heard Butler might be going to Boston.
I heard about that.
That's what I heard recently, man.
That's crazy.
Butler,
man.
And Isaiah Thomas?
Ooh man.
That'd be sick.
All right. Let's see. We got another topic here. We got the New York Knicks and the Cleveland Cavaliers. And Knicks, Phil Jackson, is trying to get rid of Carmelo, basically. And he wants Kevin Love for him. Because this is two times in the past week, he's been trying to persuade the Cavs. And both times, the Cavaliers have told him, hell no, Phil. Yeah, fill my ass. What's your reaction there, Mr. Two Plates? I mean, if you're the Cavaliers, would you say no, or would you say yes?
I would say hell no.
Hell no?
Hell no. But you already got Kyrie.
Okay.
You already got LeBron James. They both need the ball in their hand. You bring in Melo, another player that needs the ball. It's only one basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, Kevin Love, he complements that team better.
Okay.
You know,
he doesn't need
the ball. He could just, but he still gets his points.
Mm-hmm. You, Rich?
I'm not mad at the Knicks for trying to get Kevin Love because the way Carmelo's been playing lately, I mean, I think he's averaging over 30 points a game, and it's like he really turned it on. It's either he wants to stay with the Knicks or he definitely wants to show other teams, hey, I still got it if you do trade for me. But I don't blame the Knicks for, you know, shooting for Kevin Love. Because, I mean, who else are they going to try to get? They're going to get a draft pick? They're going to have there's nothing else they can go for. So,
right.
But I agree with Eric. You don't trade Kevin Love.
There
right.
You
nah, I'm actually, this is clear across the board over here, guys. And definitely not, I wouldn't trade Kevin Love. Kevin Love's too young, even though he does have back issues. But, I wouldn't. And I don't know where Carmelo could go.
Well, let me ask you guys this. How many years do you think Carmelo has in him?
Maybe,
well,
on a what level?
On a
solid three.
Three?
Yeah.
On an all-star level.
Yeah.
All-star level?
Yeah. Three?
I, what, 32?
Man.
At least three, yeah.
Three?
Yeah.
Bro,
you think
man.
About Kevin Love. Kevin Love's younger.
Kevin Love, like 27.
Yeah.
You might be right. It might be even a little less than three.
No, it'd be at least three.
I mean, he'll still be a household name, but I don't think he'll be all-star level after 2 years, man.
It
looks like he's depleting quickly.
I'm not saying all-star level, but he'll still be scoring 20 points a game for the next 3 years.
Hmm.
He'll be scoring 20-plus
for
the next 3 years.
Well, it depends on his team, though, he's on.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
The team he's on, he's got to score 20 points.
And I was talking to Rich not too long ago. I was telling him about they should trade Melo, but trade him to Philly.
Philly.
Okafor.
Because they're not usually using him.
They're not even using Okafor.
No, they're not.
You know what I'm saying? If I was New York, I'd make that trade in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about a center, 6'11", 21 years old, hasn't reached his ceiling yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That'd be, I mean, it'll
and
be
he's
a win,
fresh.
It'll be a win-win for both teams.
And,
put Melo in Philly with Embiid. Then you got my boy Ben Simmons coming back after the All-Star break.
Man.
Let's not forget about Ben Simmons.
I'm waiting for him, see how he plays.
Ben Simmons, Melo, and Embiid in Philly.
And then you got Noel as a backup on center.
Philly can do a little something.
Hashtag trust the process, my friend.
Yeah, trust that process. Embiid say trust it, I'm going to trust it.
All right. Okay, guys, any more topics to talk about before we get into the questions? No? No. All right, let's go ahead and dive into those questions. Appreciate the, you know, guys for submitting your questions. We only selected a few. Please tell us how we're doing. Please give us your feedback as always. Go ahead and tell us where they can send in their questions there with the Rich.
On Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. It's all at the Tripod. Just check us out. Like he said, message us if you want to, you know, come on. Even if you want to be on the show, we can call you and have you on the show. Or else you can just send us your questions, you know, just give us your feedback all through there. And if you want to email us, it's thetribecast16@gmail.com.
All right. Yeah. Go ahead with that question, man.
Well, the question comes from Carlos Colon.
Carlos, what up, man?
And Carlos Perfume, how you doing?
He wants to know. He's a big Spurs fan. He's a big everything. He's a big.
He's a big whoever's winning bandwagon.
That sounds like Flip Bayless right here.
Yeah.
Flip.
Yeah. He's a big Spurs fan. He's a big Cavs fan. He's a big whoever's winning fan.
Always flipping.
Yes. Yeah. There you go. But he wants to know, why isn't Kawhi Leonard being considered for the MVP? This guy's average. Yeah, let me tell you his numbers right now. Well, for the season, he's averaging 25 points. That is not fancy. But from the last 10 games, he's averaging 32 points. And they are the second best team in the West right now. So why is he being considered for the MVP, Eric?
Shit, I thought you could call me first. Okay. go ahead.
Are you on
speaker? No, go ahead. Okay. I'm just messing with you, man. Go ahead.
Kawhi, he's a good player. He on a good team though. I mean, you got Aldridge, you got Tony Parker, who is up there in age, but he's still, you know, a quality point guard.
Uh-huh.
You know, he has help. It's like, I don't know, like you think about Harden, you think about especially Westbrook. They don't have the help.
Yeah, but
you got Popovich.
I think about that too. I think about that, like what you just said, but I also think about whenever Curry got it the first year and the second year he had help. And he was part of a great team already. So, I mean, I guess I understand where Carlos is coming from.
He's not carrying that team as much as he needs to.
Where were the Spurs? Do you think the Spurs would be where they are right now without Kawhi?
Hell no.
See, Kawhi is a big piece, but...
But you can say that about any all-star on any team.
But I just don't
see... You can say that about Jimmy Butler and the Bulls, man.
I just don't see him overtaking, you know, Harden or Westbrook, so...
All right, y'all. Let me just make it clear as I could possibly can, okay?
Mm-hmm.
No disrespect to Kawhi Leonard. I would love to have him on Chicago. I mean, any team would love to have this man in Chicago.
Yeah,
he's a great player.
He's a great player, great guy.
No disrespect.
Off the court, too.
But the reason why he's not being considered, because his numbers don't add up compared to Harden and Westbrook. Mm-hmm. Plain and simple, okay? You take him out of that situation in San Antonio, okay? I'm not saying they'll be number two or three like they are right now, but they have a good chance of making the playoffs. I mean, really, it's like the Patriots. The Spurs are kind of like the Patriots. You take Tom Brady or Kawhi Leonard from the Spurs, they'll still make it happen. They'll still win their games because of the system, the coach, and everybody in that team buys into all of it. So they're going to make it. You know what I'm saying? They're going to win games. So that's as clear... as I can be. He's a hell of a player. Would love to have him on the team, anybody's team, but that's why he's not being considered. Westbrook and Harden just on another level right now.
Go ahead.
When you say MVP, I keep hearing everybody say, you know, James Harden or Russell Westbrook, maybe even Kevin Durant or, you know, LeBron James. Can my boy Isaiah Thomas get some love?
Yeah, Isaiah.
From Boston Celtics, look, 5'9". Point guard for the Boston Celtics. Second in the league in scoring, might I add.
Yeah.
That boy is balling. Can he get some MVP love?
Yeah. I mean, I would put him before Kawhi Leonard for MVP race. I definitely would. I would put him in front of Kevin Durant and LeBron James. We all know Kevin Durant and LeBron James, one and two best players in the world. Okay, we get that. But like we said, both their teams will make the playoffs without them.
Well, let me ask you guys this, because you actually brought up a pretty good point. Well, you know, a player that, you know, kind of reminds me of Leonard. They're both quiet. They're not showboats. After they do stuff, they don't. Mm-mm. Especially Leonard. He can do the most amazing thing. Like the other night, LeBron did this crazy little, not alley-oop, but he did some crazy shot and he started like showboating. And it was against the Timberwolves. Mm-hmm. And the crowd was cheering and everything. And people were saying, Kawhi Leonard did the exact same thing the other night. I mean, but he just doesn't show. But do you think that they lose MVP consideration because they're just not out there in this in the spotlight? Like Thomas and Leonard, they don't showboat. They don't have that kind of attitude like Westbrook and Harden do. Do you
think that I would agree them? To a certain degree. Yeah. That is has something to do with it. You know, they're not as televised or as media shown.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, as others, because that's what all media is talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not necessarily what the fans, like the tribe members, are talking about.
Yeah.
But that's what media wants is showing, and so that's why they're always talking about them. So yeah. Not like this show. The show is about the fans. But yeah, anyways, you know, yeah, definitely that has something to do with it. What do you think, Eric? Yeah, something to do with it?
Yeah. I mean, it shouldn't, but for whatever reason it does, you know what I'm saying? Kawhi could be a little bit more flashy, you know, just, you know, to put himself out there a little bit. But, I mean, he shouldn't have to.
Yeah.
Let his game speak for itself, which
yeah.
it does.
Hey,
his game
it, does speak yeah, for itself. Yeah, definitely. And just to, not to cut you off, I'm sorry, but LeBron did say that was his biggest rival was Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, really?
A couple weeks ago. He said, because okay. somebody asked him in the media who was his... you know, biggest rival going against.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He said Kawhi Leonard. That's what he said. Wow. LeBron
one thing,
James.
One thing Kawhi about
Leonard.
Kawhi, he going to score on the offensive end, but he plays defense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. yeah.
Defensive you know player of the year.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So he does it on both ends of the court. Mm-hmm. So he yeah. should get some MVP love. He's not going to win it this year.
Right.
Westbrook is. But he should get some MVP love.
This man stuck you know, on Westbrook,
I mean,
man.
Westbrook, Harden. I'm saying Isaiah Thomas. Now, I'll probably put Kawhi as, you know.
Oh, you put Isaiah 3?
Hell yeah, I put Isaiah 3.
And I'm over Durant and LeBron?
Hell yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I put Isaiah 3.
No, Isaiah's doing yeah. great. You know? I'm just struck. This guy loves LeBron.
That's my boy, but I mean, I got to get credit where credit is due. That boy Isaiah Thomas is balling.
And Kevin Durant doesn't deserve shit, so.
Okay. Let me just, you know, you gave your boy credit. I'm going to give my boy credit, you know, and certify his MVP, okay?
You got somebody?
The original.
Who is
original
it? Tell me.
Pretty boy swag, Steph Curry, earned those two MVPs, okay? That's why he got them, all right? He was doing things nobody could do.
You want me to bring up the first MVP he got?
I want you to bring up the next topic or the next question. That's what I want you to bring up.
That was it.
Oh, okay.
The other ones
were kind of silly.
We're going to get to our we did some polls.
Two polls. We did two polls. Sorry about that, guys.
Yeah.
The two polls. Go ahead, Rick. We did two polls on the tribe page on Facebook. We did some polls. And go ahead and read the polls and the results, my friend.
All right. The first one that we posted, and it's been an ongoing discussion over here in the tribe, but I don't think we've ever talked about it on air, is who truly is the greatest center in the NBA?
Well,
and Eric. Mm-hmm. All right,
What was the ones that you put on there?
Oh, let me see. Yeah, the first one is Shaq, Kareem, then Russell, and then Will Chamberlain and Hakeem Olajuwon.
Who'd you pick, my friend?
Yeah, I want to see who you guys pick first.
It's hard to go against Russell and all them championships. I mean, winning means something. He got 11 rings. That got to mean something.
Rings.
His numbers ain't up there with, you know, Shaq and Kareem and, you know, Will Chamberlain. But he wins. I mean,
is Russell your pick? Because, I mean, Robert Horry has got like 6 rings.
Top center of all time. Yeah, but Horry wasn't the real reason why they won all them.
Yeah, but you said
what? He wasn't the real reason.
Come on, man. Big shot, Bob. Come on. He hit a shot every now and then, man. But what did he average for the whole series?
But without him, I don't think they would have won a lot of those championships, my friend.
He was clutch, you know?
Yeah,
but
he was clutch.
It's like he was scoring 25, 30 points a game.
Anyways, back to the question.
My top center of all time, I will have to give it to...
We're listening.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh,
I got to go with Shaq. In his prime.
Oh, my God.
In his prime, unstoppable. Let's be honest. Unstoppable.
Dave. Who's next? Me? Okay. Let me just tell y'all, it was hard because it's different eras, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let me give credit to Bill Russell. It was in the day and age where it wasn't very popular, he was, as far as being a African American, being, you know, basketball player and, you know, and a coach too at the same time. He was a basketball player and a coach for the same team. You know, winning those championships, you know, he should be revered, of course. With the stuff, the tribulations he had to deal with off the court. You know what I'm saying? I mean, honestly.
Like racism.
Yeah, like, I mean, you got to give it up to Bill Russell. And so in that aspect, and plus it wasn't as popular as it is now, but I would have to say just because it's my era, would have to be the Dream.
Mm-hmm.
Hakeem the Dream Olajuwon. Okay, this man, his footwork was incredible. Wait a second. Here's another example. Do you hear people, these young players, like or even like when Dwight Howard came out, or these other centers come out? I can't name them off the top.
Hakeem training all of them.
Hakeem they're paying Hakeem to train.
Mm-hmm.
They're not paying Shaq to train. They're paying Hakeem to train because Hakeem was a bad son of a bee.
Yeah,
I mean, come on, man. I mean, man, to see this man play in the early 90s when I grew up watching this, I mean, I'm sorry. It was hands down was Hakeem. Nothing against Shaq. You know, he was dominant, big man, whatever you want to say. But, man, Hakeem, he schooled him in that championship game.
And you were talking about young Shaq. He took Shaq down to the ground right there. Nah. So that's whenever Shaq was winded
the first quarter going against Hakeem. He was like, damn.
Yeah. So what about you, Rich? Who was Joe Thompson?
I mean, is that even a question?
Wait, do you hear that? Homer.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say what Dave said, his footwork. I've never seen, I love the way he played. I mean, Shaq, if Shaq wasn't under the rim, he wasn't shit. He couldn't shoot free throws. He definitely couldn't shoot from outside. He had to be under the rim to get a shot. So he would bowl his way in, as he should, because he was a big center. But Olajuwon, his footwork, his just how smooth he would shoot, and I mean, do any of these guys have a name for the moves? Because I know the Dream Shake was a move. Does anybody else have one?
You know what was better than his move? Was the Dream Shoe Spalding, $35. Hey, I had me a pair, okay? And Dan, I know you're listening, man. You know what I'm talking about.
I just think Shaq in his prime against...
You know what?
Better.
You know what? I think
Hakeem in his prime.
I think you'll like what the fans had to say then.
All right. What was the result from the fans?
All right. I'm just going to name the top three because the last two aren't really anything. All right. Shaq got 115 votes.
Okay.
Olajuwon got 75 votes.
Mm.
And then Kareem got 30. Mm. Not even Russell. Wow. Not even Will Chamberlain. Will Chamberlain, he was a great center. But he did in an era where small white guys. So that's all I'm saying. I mean, that's just the truth.
You trying to say white people can't play?
I mean, Olajuwon did it against Shaq.
What you trying to say about these white folks?
Olajuwon did it against Shaq. He did it against Ewing. He did it against David Robinson. Shaq did
the same thing.
He couldn't take down Olajuwon. And Olajuwon was already up there.
He couldn't even take down Yao Ming. No, I'm just
saying. Shaq was a baby in the finals, man. You can't.
But you just said.
In your second year and dominate.
You just said that he was great when he was younger, too. So.
No, I say in his prime. I think he was better than. No, in his second year. Come on, man.
All right, man. Next poll.
That was in for the center one.
All right. What's the next poll we had up there?
All right. The other one, I know a lot of people were talking about the All-Star, and I know. Eric said that he doesn't care about the All-Star game or whatever.
Not really.
Yeah. So I wanted to know who the biggest All-Star snub was because, I mean, a lot of people got, you know, were ousted and just, you know, didn't make the All-Star team at all, even as reserves. So I posted that, and here are the choices. You got Carmelo Anthony. You got LaMarcus Aldridge. You got Mike Conley. You got Damian Lillard. And you got Joel Embiid, you were just talking about. Embiid. And, So who do you think
let me go first on this one.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
Dang. Let me just say, out of those pickings, out of those slim pickings,
yep.
I want to say Damian Lillard. Okay.
Damian Lillard?
Yeah.
His number?
I don't know his number. I mean, it's zero. That's his number. Zero. That's his number. Zero.
He was a snub.
I mean, out of those choices, he was the snub out of all the rest of them.
Are you paying attention to what he's been doing this year?
Yeah, I'm paying attention.
He's having an off season because I don't even know.
Yeah, he's averaging 25. In the beginning of the season, he was averaging almost 30 points.
He was averaging in the 30s in the beginning.
Yeah.
Right now, he's averaging 26.
Oh, see, okay. I told you, 25. Okay. I know. I'm just not very precise, but I know it.
Okay.
I might be a point or and a half wrong, off, but damn.
So yours is a little.
But you know what? No, seriously, I would say out of those choices, I would say Damian Lillard. He has absolutely nobody. You could say C.J. McCollum, but I think he's way overrated.
You got to put
scoring about 28.
Nah, that guy sucks. That's a nice but anyways, I don't know. I say Damian Lillard.
Damian Lillard.
Yep, that man can ball.
You said Lillard is scoring 26 a game. Yeah, that's a snub. He definitely got snubbed. I think Embiid was a snub.
I'm going to say you don't think Embiid.
But he's not. But my thing with Embiid, he doesn't play the whole game. He's on minutes restrictions, and for most part of this
scoring the game
year. But wait, he's got to play, man. He hasn't been really playing. He's been in and out. How many games has he played? Not much. Well, and then his restrictions.
He's missed a couple.
And then he was like a 20-minute restriction for the longest time. I don't know if it went up maybe to 30. But, man, his minutes restrictions were there. And he just, I mean, that's how I feel about Embiid. Not saying he's
not
good.
I'm surprised Embiid ain't there. For one, he's a rookie. And for two, I mean, in the East, there's not too many good big men.
Yeah, that's true. So all right. You were asking his points. He's averaging 20 points a game.
Not bad. For
20 points.
How many minutes?
Seven rebounds.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, his first year. That's not bad.
Did it tell you minutes? Do you have minutes?
No.
Minutes.
Oh, wait. Yeah. 25
minutes.
Man, so 20 points in 25 minutes.
That's pretty good.
So if he was playing probably 35, 40 minutes a game, mm-hmm. he'd be scoring about 30.
And in the last 10 games, he's been averaging 24 and 9 rebounds. Close to 10, 9.8.
25 minutes a game. Man, that's impressive.
That's good.
That's real impressive. That's damn near a point a minute.
Yeah. Okay. So, so Embiid's your choice.
I'm going to say Embiid.
Or Lillard.
No, I'm going to say Embiid.
Embiid?
Yeah. Okay.
Mine was going to be Embiid also, though, because Embiid, whenever he's on that court, I mean, he gives the 76ers a boost. But like you said, they need, I know this off topic, but the 76ers do need another all-star. They need another playmaker, honestly.
They're going to have one real soon when Ben Simmons come back.
Okay, so that's
Go whining. Tell us the damn results.
All right.
Haters gonna hate. Ain't that right, baby?
And players gonna play.
Ain't that right?
But they ain't got nothing to do with me and you. That's just the way it is.
All right. Carmelo Anthony won it. 137 votes for Carmelo.
Carmelo.
Voters.
Yeah.
Carmelo.
Carmelo Anthony.
Hey,
maybe it was his last couple
games. But you know what? That's just how. That's the fans, man. You can't. I mean. That's the fans. That's the tribe. That's why I say, on that note, we're going to end it. But why I say, this show, remind you guys, this is uncensored, unfiltered, unrehearsed. This show, The Tribe, is about us. What I mean is everybody, all the fans. You know, we got this shows out here that has basically two types of people talking for us, you know. They're putting us in two groups, the analytical group and the big persona group, over-exaggerated big persona group, okay? We're more than just those two groups, okay? And this is why I said this is why this show is different. You can't put us in groups. Everybody has got their own opinions. A lot of them share them, but a lot of them are very different. This is what it's all about. Tired of these media just saying we're only in two group types because that ain't happening. All right? You feel me? So anyways, on that note, we're going to end it. Please check out this podcast episode. I'm sorry, the fan cast episode with Ro and Danny. And pretty soon we're going to have another fan cast episode with...
my boy Chris and my boy Rick.
Okay, awesome. We're going to get them on there. For Mr. Richard.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. You caught me off guard. You called me off guard.
And Eric.
All right, Pete. We out.
AKA Two Plates. And this is your boy, Dave Love. Hit us up, y'all. And remember, dream big, live bigger. Peace.